I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon netcast. And I trust that you're ready for some cool techie stuff, because I got more this week than I've had in a very, very long time. And that's a good thing, because we love the geekiness. Now, first of all, let me tell you, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And oh, by the way, through techpodcast.com, we're going to have live, as if you were there, coverage of CES on the Dr. Bill website, which is, of course, I'll put it right here on the screen, drbill.cc, drbill.cc, CC standing, of course, for computer curmudgeon, which is moi. Yes. So, I encourage you to watch CES live as it happens starting next week, next Tuesday, as a matter of fact, as I record this. So, make your plans now. As a matter of fact, we will be carrying that coverage starting Tuesday, January the 10th. I have my Kindle here in front of me telling me these things. Doesn't talk to me, but I can read it. So anyway, and it's going to be awesome. So check that out. Now, before I go any further, let me remind you that Mosey Pro is our sponsor this week, one of our two sponsors this week, and they have an awesome tool that I've told you about before. But let me tell you, you got all kinds of new software, you got all kinds of new tech stuff, maybe you even got some albums that you have uploaded as MP3s to your computer or whatever. You need to protect that with Mosey Pro. Mosey Pro for Business is available at this special location. You can connect to that URL and type in the code word podcast 15 for 15% off Mosey Pro. And I would encourage you to do that because you don't want to lose all the cool stuff you just got for Christmas. Come on. So I'm still enjoying my Christmassy stuff and tech and getting caught up because I got so much. It's taking me a while to deal with it all. Yes, but it's fun. Ha ha. Anyway, and the Kindle, dude. Oh, I love the Kindle. Anyway, let's move on to the next item. Next item is the new Roku, smallest device yet, not available quite yet. This is like a sneak peek preview thing. That is what is coming. And it's like a little, I don't have one handy, but a USB stick size. I mean, tiny, tiny. And you can hook it into your USB port on the back of your HDTV. And only if it is a special port that supports power, because it gets its power from that connection. That special port is the MHL Consortium's special port designation. The MHL, I guess you would check your TV specs and see if it has that. But if you have that, then you can get the Roku streaming stick later this year, not available yet, but later this year. And dude, it's going to be awesome. Now, it is very small, so it doesn't have a USB port, like the full-blown, full-sized Roku. It doesn't have a location for an SD card to plug into, so it's restricted to the amount of memory that it has within it. But dude, it's awesome and a great idea. And a lot of TVs are going to be making it available as an option to use that. And that means that they'll be able to get Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, drbill.tv, available through Blueberry, blubrry.com, and techpodcast.com through the Roku channel for both of those channels on the Roku box. So that's awesome. All right, this year at CES, this is the next item, Ultrabooks. Ultrabooks. You know, it reminds me of Ultraman. Did you ever watch Ultraman? Yes, very strange Japanese live action weirdness. Ultraman. But Ultrabooks are expected to be big at CES this year. We'll find out from our live coverage, which will be coming soon, so stay tuned. Anyway, Ultrabooks, what are Ultrabooks? Well, in order to be qualified to be an Ultrabook, they can weigh no more than 3.1 pounds. They can be no more than 0.8 inches thick. They have to offer 5 to 8 or more hours of battery life. Sounds good to me. I like it. And it sounds shiny. Sounds shiny. Yes, try saying that fast. Don't really. All right, next item. Barnes & Noble, of course, sells books. And Barnes & Noble, being a brick-and-mortar bookseller, doesn't know a whole lot, isn't comfortable with electronic things. But their sales were taking a dive, as most brick-and-mortar large bookstores did in recent years, since the advent of things like the Kindle Fire, Kindle e-readers and so forth. And so they, stores like Walden Books and Borders all closed. Dude, I love bookstores, and I was very upset when they closed. And there's still Barnes & Noble bookstores around. They're kind of one of the last big bookstores that are still around. But they decided, ooh, let's get on the bandwagon and come up with an e-reader. And they did, and it was called the Nook. Or is called the Nook. Still makes it. I'm just so excited about the Fire, I forget they even exist. But anyway, the Nook, what can you say? I'm an Amazon Nook, Kindle kind of guy, not a Nook kind of guy. So I don't have a Nook. But anyway, the Nook was the first color e-reader that was popular. You know, you might say, yeah, but Dr. Bill, Sony had one. Yeah, but it was way expensive, and it wasn't tied to a bookstore, and there you go. Anyway, but the Nook became very popular because it was color. Well, guess what? Now the Kindle Fire is color. So the Nook is starting to take some real heat, some competition. But still, it's very profitable, and, you know, it's a big deal, and friends of mine have Nooks and love them. Well, guess what? Barnes & Noble said, well, you know, our bookstore is kind of in trouble like all the other bookstores, but our Nook is really successful. I know. Let's spin it off and get rid of it. What? Go figure. Anyway, they ask in this article, is it a good idea or a dumb idea? And I say, I vote dumb. Yeah. Okay. Speaking of books, I have some geek culture for you. Yes, we haven't had geek culture in a long time on the netcast, because when we were audio, it was easier to do than when you're video, because when we post to YouTube, we can't have content like audio songs and so forth. So this week, though, we have some geek culture for you. One of my Christmas presents, a book, and I want to share it with you right now. Okay, something else I wanted to show you here was another one of my Christmas presents. I got a lot of fun Christmas presents. And this is a bit of geek culture that I thought you would find really, really interesting. This is Goodnight iPad by Android. Yes. And Android, it says, a parody for the next generation. Yeah. Lots of silliness, obviously, at work with this. There's a classic children's book called Goodnight Moon. And we used to read that to our son Benjamin when he was very, very small. And it had a lot of interesting, you know, cartoons and so forth with it. So now I want to regale you with the official story, Goodnight iPad. In the bright buzzing room, there was an iPad and a kid playing Doom, and a screensaver of a bird launching over the moon. Angry Birds. There were 3 little nooks with 10,000 books, and a huge LCD Wi-Fi HD TV. with Bose 5.1, 6 remotes, and 3D. And a BlackBerry ringing with M&M singing, it's hard to say, and a new Facebook friend, and text with no end. And a viral clip of a cat doing flips. And the bings, bongs, and beeps of emails and tweets. Now you notice Grandma there is getting a little annoyed with that. And a fed-up old woman who was trying to sleep. And then she yells out, "Okay, that's it. Good night, iPad." And she takes it away. And the kids say, "No." Good night, Doom. Good night, bird launching over the moon. Good night, Nooks and digital books. Good night, M&M. Good night, Facebook friend. Good night, LOLs. Good night, MP3. Good night, LCD, Wi-Fi, HDTV. Good night, remotes and Netflix streams, Androids apps, and glowing screens. Good night, plugs and power lights that guide us to pee in the darkness of night. Good night, buzzing. Good night, beeps. Good night, everybody who should be asleep. Good night, pop stars. Good night, MacBook Air. Good night, gadgets everywhere. And then, of course, you've always got that one kid who's sneaking at night, in the middle of the night, with an LED flashlight, saying, "I'm going to read Goodnight Moon." Yeah. And then in the back here, it's very interesting. It says, "In the bright buzzing room, it's time to power down for parents and children alike. Here is a modern bedtime story about bidding our gadgets goodnight. Don't worry, though. They'll be waiting for us fully charged in the morning." And it says, "Android is the pseudonym for an IRA Children's Choices winner who has written and illustrated more than 25 books for young readers. She has been trying to unplug for the last at least 15 years. In Goodnight iPad," she says, "I sing the praises of powering down at least for one night in hopes I might convince myself to do the same." Goodnight iPad. Aw, wasn't that sweet and cute? I like it, and it's geeky. Geek culture, I'm telling you, it's awesome. Goodnight iPad. Yes. All right, let's go to the next item. Will there be Apple stores inside of Target stores? What? Yes, and it's probably a good idea, because how many... how can I put this and not sound like I'm being condescending? Okay, I probably can't. Ordinary folks, the masses, don't tend to go to computer stores, even Apple computer stores, but they go to Target. Yes. And so, if they go to Target and you put Apple stuff there, maybe they'd buy it. So put an Apple store inside a Target. That's the idea. Will they do it? Don't know. But they're talking about it. Yes. So maybe they will. At any rate, we have another sponsor I need to tell you about. Oh, yeah. And that sponsor is GoToMeeting. Yes, GoToMeeting. You really need to check this out. This is a special offer I'm going to put right here on the screen for GoToMeeting. If you sign up for this special offer, you can get GoToMeeting 30 days free through this special offer. And, you know, you don't have to travel anymore like you used to do meetings. And business meetings don't have to be a pain of having to get on, you know, get in your car, go to the airport, get on a plane, get in a hotel, get a rental car, all that kind of mess. No, you need GoToMeeting. And now GoToMeeting has HD faces. So you can see it in all of this 16:9 glory. Awesome. So check out this special offer and use GoToMeeting. It's awesome. I'm telling you. All right. Next item is Symantec had some code stolen by Anonymous. You know Anonymous. They're the gentlemen who do all kinds of crazy things on the internet. And one of the things they did was steal some Symantec security code from India. Symantec, of course, farming out some of its development to foreign countries like India. I won't make any comments on that. However, apparently Anonymous, maybe, I don't know if Anonymous was motivated by that or not, but anyway, Anonymous stole some of their code. Now, Symantec says that no user data was compromised during the attack, but if Anonymous can get a hold of their code and find ways to circumvent their security, like their antivirus, that's not good. I don't like it. So be more secure out there, you folks that are writing these kinds of things. Anyway, all of this stuff that I wrote, I did all last night. Did I miss anything? No, I don't think I did. Anyway, I put a little note in here that I had a barrage of blogging. And the reason is I've had a very, very packed week at work. As you know, one of my many responsibilities at work, I'm Citrix admin, I work with VMware, and I'm also the primary on Red Hat Linux there. And we had, as you see, the Red Hat logo right there. Anyway, in the background. Right over Tux. Tux, there's the hat with the Red Hat logo. Yes. Talented to be able to do that. But anyway. So I was doing upgrades. I did upgrades on four Red Hat servers, and it took a lot of coordination with the vendor that I was dealing with, the software that they have on the Red Hat servers. It was just all very intense, and a lot of it had to be done at like 2 and 3 in the morning, and we had a big emergency in the computer room that I had to come in because I was on call, and it was just one of those weeks that everything was happening. And so because of that, when I came home, instead of blogging, what did I do? You're right, I slept. I was tired. And so I didn't get any blogging done all week long. So I did it all last night, Friday night. I always record these on a Saturday. Well, I won't say always, but most of the time. I record it on a Saturday. And last night I just blogged and blogged and blogged and blogged to make up for all the time that I missed during the week. Now, whoa! Geek Software of the Week! Geek Software of the Week this week. Boy, that drum roll gets me. Geek Software of the Week this week is very, very different than my normal Geek Software of the Week. Normally, I just give you one program, either for Linux or for Windows. This week is very special. This week is... You like my horn? Sound effects. Anyway, this week I have the ultimate Dr. Bill officially approved and sanctioned ultimate Fedora 16 client. How did I say it here? I'm making it up as I go along. Geek Software of the Week, Dr. Bill's perfect Fedora 16 build. Yes. You say perfect, Dr. Bill? Well, perfect for me. Give me a break. The cool thing about Linux is you can customize it and you can do all kinds of things with it and you can make it your own. You can put your stamp on it. Well, I went out and found all the little tweaky things you have to do what I need to do with Linux as my full-time client. And as you know, I have moved entirely to Linux for my full-time client at work. And so all kinds of things have to work under that. And that one of those is the VMware View client. One of those is the Citrix receiver. I mean, I'm the Citrix administrator. I've got to use Citrix, right? Of course. And so all of that has to work. Well, I got it working with all the latest software client stuff. And there's little, like I said, little tweaky things in order to make it work under Fedora 16. And I put it all into this article. It's all here for you in one place. Now, the thing is, I had to surf and search and search and search to find all this information. Now it's all compiled in one place. Thanks to Dr. Bill. A public service for you. Ha! Yes, anyway, it's all very cool. I won't go into the whole thing because it's very detailed. But it is written in what I call crib note fashion. It's just You got to know something about Linux. You got to know kind of what you're trying to accomplish. I'm not going to dumb it down to the point that I'm going to tell you every single little step. But if you're at all technical, you'll read this and go, oh, dude, I can do that. And you could build your own Fedora client. Yes. And that's a good thing. Now, I mentioned that I'm using my Kindle to read these stories off of. I like doing that because I don't have to keep looking over at my PC to do it. I can kind of look at more at you. You know what I'm saying? So, but I found a neat accessory for the Kindle Fire, which I dearly love. And that is this case. This is an awesome case. I'm going to flip it over closed here. And it's like a leather. Ooh. Rich Corinthian leather book, and that I have the Kindle Fire in. And I'm going to show you a review of that right now. All right, what I want to show you here is a basically kind of a review of an accessory for my new tech toy, the Kindle. Now, the Kindle is an awesome piece of technology. It's one of, as I've been saying, it's one of my favorite geek toys practically ever, and I'm really enjoying it. But as with most things, you can get accessories that are little additions that make it even better. And this one really does that. This is a case, as you might can tell, for the Kindle. It's made out of leather. Real leather. Isn't that nice? Now, it has this neat strap doohickey here. Pull that aside, and then you open it up. And there is the Kindle with a slightly dirty screen. I still haven't got my screen protectors yet. They're on their way. But this is really awesome. It's a neat case. Fits very snugly. It has all the various connectors available. The power button available. I'm going to hit the power button and turn it on. This case, I'm just really impressed with. It's by a company called MarTech, M-A-R-T-E-K, and it's just a really nice system here. I believe it's MarTech. Let me make sure of that before I go saying that it is. I'm looking very closely at the name here. I can't read it at all because it's black on black. You know how that goes, black on black. I talked about that once before. Anyway, so there is my Kindle. And you can tell I've been playing with various things like Citrix and VMware View. At any rate, and of course more Star Trek books. I've got the next Star Trek book in a series that I'm reading. This one's called The Soldiers of Fear. So the first one was First Strike. But now the other cool thing about this case that I wanted to show you, lest you think, wow, he's just talking about a case. What's going on? No, you flip these little things here on the edges, and then the case folds and becomes a stand. Check that out. And it has various positions that you can put it in. But that makes it really easy to read. For instance, if I go to this book and open it up, there we go. There's chapter 11. I don't know if you can see that. But I can read this book, and it's a stand right here in front of me on the desk. Isn't that neat? Now, I will confirm the name of this thing because, like I said, I couldn't read it very easily. But I'll get it in some really bright light where I can read it, and then I will follow up with the actual name. And also the price is actually pretty good. It's $30 for a real leather case. That's kind of nice. And then you just collapse it back down, flip these little corners, flip that over, and then pull your strap back over, and it's nice and solid and protected. And it's just a really neat little deal. Ooh. There, I just turned the light where I can see it better. It's not MarTech. I'm sorry. I apologize to the vendor. It is Marware. Marware. M-A-R-W-A-R-E. And I'm telling you folks, kudos to this company because this is one of the best accessories for tech gear that I have seen. And I'll tell you why I like it while I'm talking about it. The Kindle is already light and easy to deal with, but if I flip this back like this, I can hold on to the case, the edge of the case, and not accidentally hit the screen like you would if you were holding on to it with your finger. So it's easier to hold the Kindle by the case, and then if I want to change the page, I can do that intentionally without accidentally doing it in the middle of reading a page, which is kind of annoying. So anyway, really awesome accessory. If you have a Kindle Fire or you're thinking about getting a Kindle Fire, I can highly, highly, absolutely recommend the Marware leather case for the Kindle Fire. So there you go. See? Isn't that cool? Now, it's not MarTech, it's Marware. I want to be sure to get that right. And kudos to you guys at Marware. Sorry I got your name wrong initially. I was thinking about something else. But you guys rock. I'm telling you. You guys really rock because this case is awesome. It's very well designed, very solid. It just feels good. What can I say? It's that rich Corinthian leather feel. You know what I'm saying? So, dude, and I got other things, not to completely digress. I got, actually I got a bunch of stuff ordered for my Kindle, but I got in like a charging kit where I can charge it in the car, charge it from the USB line that I also got, USB cable, plugs into the bottom here, and I can plug that into the wall so I don't have to use the charger that came with it. Let's see, I also got some earplugs that have a little microphone on them, although that won't help with a Kindle, but it will help with my Android phone. I got all of that. And then I've got some plastic protector sheets coming for the glass. Although this glass on the Kindle is very special, highly resistant to scratching glass. So I don't have any problems with it. But you know me, I like to protect things that are techy and shiny. Yes. So, there you go. Last item, and that is 6.5 million angry birds are zinging through the air after Christmas. Yes, it turns out that the app that is most downloaded onto all the various devices that we love, like phones and Kindle Fires and everything else, is good old Angry Birds. And so, I have an article here in the blog about Angry Birds. And, of course, I have Angry Birds on the Kindle. Matter of fact, in this case, it's Angry Birds Rio. And, see, there it is coming up now. All the logo-ishness because it's Angry Birds Rio. But, So I can go in here, and I can go to a page, and I can fire my little bird. that didn't do so well. Okay, let's try another shot. That's better. I like to see them come crashing down. I'll fire one more and then I'll quit. Ooh, that wasn't a good one. Okay, let's quit. Anyway, I am very serious about my Angry Birds. So, what can I say? I'll just shut down now the Kindle. Because otherwise we'll have Angry Bird noises in the background and that won't be good. So, I trust you enjoyed the little Angry Bird diversion there, and the book that we read for the geek culture, and the review of the letter cover. Much good stuff. And of course, remember CES coverage coming next week, starting Tuesday as I record this. If you're watching this 2 years from now and you're going, what's she talking about? Never mind. But until next time, remember that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.